What are the top three negative emotions most people have to manage daily? What are the top three negative emotions most people have to manage on a daily basis? Everyone's personality has an emotional component. It's part of who we are. Our emotional health is one of the five windows of the soul in which many of us need to exercise soul care daily in order to manage well. Our emotions often exert a lot more influence over our lives than most of us would care to admit, especially when under pressure or persecution. This is why managing our emotions is an essential part of exercising care for the soul. When we don't manage our emotions well, not only does the quality of our decision-making decrease tremendously, but also the well-being of our soul. We're going to talk more about this in today's episode, but let me first welcome our new listeners to the podcast. I'm Yancy Valdez. Welcome to the Deepen Your Faith, Renew Your Life podcast. You know how every morning there are people waking up discouraged and often overburdened with fear, worry, stress, self-doubt, and frustration about where their life is at and where it's headed? The good news is God can change all that. God knows how to turn things around when life has gone sideways. For with God, all things are possible. This is why we're passionate about helping people deepen their faith in God so that they can win the battle over their discouragement and experience a renewal in their lives they never thought possible. If you like the message of hope we're trying to share with others, please make sure to hit the like button and subscribe to this podcast. Consider also supporting us with a monthly subscription. It's real easy through our Buzzsprout link attached to this podcast episode. With a premium content subscription, you'll get bonus episodes we have specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. You can also show your support by leaving a positive rating, a kind word in the comments section, or by sharing this podcast with friends or loved ones who may need an encouraging word today. So let me ask our question again. What are the top three negative emotions most people have to manage on a daily basis? The Apostle Peter, in both his letters to believers of the early church living in northern and western Asia Minor, knew they were dealing with a lot of conflict in their lives. In 1 Peter, the conflict was external, as he warned his readers about persecution from those outside the church. In 2 Peter, however, the conflict was internal, as he warned them about false teachers within the church. These kinds of ongoing conflicts can stir all kinds of negative emotions from deep within. This meant the pressure was on to learn how to manage these emotions on a daily basis. Peter begins both his letters in a similar fashion, with a greeting pumped full and overflowing with blessing. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says this, "May grace and peace be yours in abundance in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." For the challenges these believers were facing and the emotions they had to manage, the blessing of grace and peace would have been something sorely needed. While it's possible to experience all kinds of emotions on any given day, there are at least three negative emotions that would have served as root emotions in their daily life. The first one is fear. The world is filled with all kinds of threats that can breed fear, real or imagined. It's no wonder the word fear is mentioned over 500 times in the Bible. In fact, the most repeated command in the Bible is some kind of version of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says this, "Do not fear, for I am with you." Now take a moment to imagine your life within a circle. Everything about you, who you are, what you have, is living within this round boundary. Inside this circle would be your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and relational health. You could also throw in all your property and possessions, your financial and vocational health, along with anything else that makes up your world. Now here's the thing. Whenever someone gets too close to our personal circle, especially one we don't know, we tend to discern that person as a potential threat, in which fear would then begin to manifest itself. Anger is what comes next. It occurs when that line of our circle has been crossed. It happens when someone is trespassed into your personal space, Whether it's your physical, psychological, or emotional space, or your personal property, when someone trespasses into a space where they are not welcomed, anger tends to occur. Anger is another word mentioned in the Bible more than 250 times. Now, the feeling of being angry is not a sin. Even Jesus got angry. What's important is not letting anger cause you to sin. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27 says this, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." James chapter 1, verses 19 to 20 says this, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." Grief is what comes next. Grieving begins to manifest itself when something has been taken from you that you're never getting back. Something has happened you can't believe. You've suffered a very painful loss. The circle of your soul doesn't look much like a circle anymore. The loss has changed you. You realize your life will never be quite the same ever again. And it has ushered you into a season of mourning in order to process the loss. To mourn or grieve are words also mentioned in the Bible more than 250 times. Jesus knew we would suffer loss in our lives and would need the gift of grieving to process such losses. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, Jesus says this, "Blessed are those who are mourned, for they will be comforted." In his greeting to his readers in both of his letters, Peter used the words grace and peace. In doing so, Peter released a blessing into their toxic environment, like a holy breath of fresh air that came directly from God himself. His greeting was a catalyst for an atmospheric shift and served as a counterattack to every source of fear, anger, or grief they may have been experiencing at the time. It was a different kind of greeting. The conventional greeting for people who lived during this time was kerein, meaning greetings, which early Christians changed to charis, meaning grace. Grace expresses that attitude of God towards sinful mankind, which moves him to help rather than to condemn. To experience God's grace is to receive something we didn't work for, earn, or deserve that came directly from a heart that sought to help us. The Jewish greeting that was sometimes added to kerein was shalom, meaning peace. Jewish people used shalom as a greeting and prayer to impart blessing to their recipients. When included in a letter, it meant that the Jewish author had implicitly asked God to give the recipients health, wholeness, and well-being. To use the greeting grace and peace would ideally speak to a Christian audience that was comprised of both Jews and Gentiles. In fact, the Apostle Paul used the grace and peace greeting in all the letters he wrote in the Bible. In regard to the believers Peter was writing to, his grace and peace salutation would have been a prayer and blessing to ease their fears, still their anger, and offer comfort to those who were mourning. Let me encourage you today. Whatever feelings or emotions you may find yourself having to manage or sort through today, please know the Lord wants to speak his grace and peace into your situation. The brokenness each of us has experienced in life is what God's grace and peace is meant to touch and help fill the cracks so that we can experience the blessing of health, wholeness, and well-being. For better emotional health, it's important to bring every negative feeling and emotion you have to manage on a daily basis to the Lord. Reach out to trusted friends who know the Lord as well when you need someone to talk to. In many cases, seeking help from a pastor or Christian counselor may be a more suitable option. When you take steps to exercise care for your emotional health, you can trust the Lord to give you the grace you need to not only manage those emotions, but also lead you day by day toward a better place of health, wholeness, and well-being. Let me pray for you. Abba Father, you are the eternal and everlasting God. You are the source of all grace, mercy, peace, blessing, and favor. Lord, today, we bring the emotions we have to manage on a daily basis before your throne. Every source of fear, anger, grief, along with anything else that might be weighing heavy on our hearts. May your grace and peace come now and rest upon every person listening or reading this prayer. On your behalf, I speak grace and blessing, grace and peace into their lives. Touch every unsettling emotion they may be experiencing right now, every hurt, every pain, every loss. Grant us all that shalom peace that comes only from you and leads us to a better place of health, wholeness, and well-being. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We could not do what we are doing right now without the friendship and generous support of our listeners and prayer partners. In the short amount of time we've been doing this, our message of hope has reached people in 23 different countries on 4 continents across the globe. Your friendship and support is what's making it all possible to share the hope of Jesus Christ with people all over the world. Again, thank you so much. If you like what you heard today, along with the message of hope we're trying to share with others, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to partner with us to continue to provide great content, hope, and encouragement for listeners everywhere, please visit us at deepenyourfaithrenewyourlife.com. You'll be able to get more information about our podcast, episodes, articles we published, and ways to support it. Consider also supporting us with a monthly subscription. It's real easy through our Buzzsprout link attached to this podcast episode. With a premium content subscription, you'll get bonus episodes we have specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. You can also show your support by leaving a positive rating, a kind word in the comment section, or by sharing this podcast with friends or loved ones who may need an encouraging word today. Thanks again for your friendship and support. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.